Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Carr. I'm in Chicago at the 9th Annual Vision Design Award Celebration, and I'm with Kelly Dubasar with Gensler San Francisco. Kelly, how you doing?
Oh, great.
Vision is not new for you. You've been involved in three projects that have won, but this is the second time you've been to this event. A little bit on the background on you. You've been 12 years in the Bay Area working for Gensler San Francisco as the design director. You have a BS in design from the University of Nebraska. You did a design ovations with Floor Focus back in February of 2014. And at the time, you talked about when you were growing up, you spent time both in Europe and the Plains area of Nebraska. I noticed that your recent clients being in San Francisco with Gensler is Instagram, Facebook, Autodesk, and recently Gallo Winery, right?
Yeah, correct. My background and my current role is primarily dealing with technology workplace, but every once in a while we have a client that comes along like Gallo Wines where they asked us to design and build their headquarters building out in Modesto. So translating the tech world into something that's definitely not tech.
And tell us too, just working with these cutting edge social media companies, you know, that's got to be interesting because they're trying to attract young talent and retain it, right?
Yeah, and they're actually, you know, if you compare Facebook and Instagram in terms of workplace, they're two very different companies, even though they're obviously owned by the same one. You have Facebook, who's been around over 10 years, pretty well established. They definitely have an aesthetic that is very specific to them. And our work with Instagram as a younger company was really interesting, being able to take their brand and their product and translate that into a brand new workplace for them that never existed before. So while they're similar in, you know, what they do, they function very differently and are looking for very different aesthetics.
So the look for Gallo, I'd say, was probably completely different than the looks you've been doing for Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yeah, Gallo is a company that's been around for a very long time. In terms of competition, they lead the market. They have this storied history. You know, what they were looking from us was a building that would be around for 100 years. This is not a temporary 5-year, 10-year office space. It was a building that would be classic, that could be enduring, stand the test of time, and the workplace, you know, had to endure to that, you know, that same level. So the quality of materials, the function of the space and how flexible it could be to adapt for the future was super critical in terms of the planning and the thought behind the building.
Well, you're here now with us because you are on the design team for the Zendesk Madison location, Zendesk being a cloud service provider. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so Zendesk is a company that was originally founded in Copenhagen, so deep Scandinavian roots. Several years ago, moved their headquarters to San Francisco, and they have several offices around the world, one of them being Madison, Wisconsin. They're really committed to that location, both for, you know, the values of you know, the Midwest and the quality of the education that comes out of the university there. And so they had been there for several years, had previous offices, and had decided to move to kind of the heart of the city directly across from the Capitol building. They took three floors in an adaptive reuse building. So it had previously been two separate office buildings combined into a new one. So there was an interesting planning exercise for us. There were two cores to the building. It had some interesting shapes that were happening, but it was definitely a fun project. It was actually designed for future flexibility in terms of vertical planning if they chose to take additional floors in the building, of which they are actually doing right now.
And looking at the pictures, I noticed there's gaming areas, little boutique kitchen areas, and a lot of open space. Also, I'd like to call out, I see some hardwood. For a long time, hardwood was considered not durable flooring for commercial, but we're seeing more and more of that. And I might even mention that Gensler did Shaw Industries Create Center, and there's hardwood throughout that space too. So that's kind of coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're definitely increasing our use of hardwood in commercial spaces. A lot of companies are really looking for spaces that are warm, cozy, more of a residential hospitality, you know, kind of feel. And so, you know, wood is an excellent and amazing product that allows us to bring that warmth and you know, kind of hospitality into space. And then combined with Zendesk's Scandinavian heritage, you know, pulling materials from, you know, my personal travels there, it's a natural choice to bring into their office.
So you won the Vision Design Awards. Did it win any other awards?
It's actually won a lot of awards, so it's definitely a project that's very close to my heart personally.
Congratulations on winning that. What are you working on now?
So continuing our relationship with Facebook, they've in the last year taken a very large tower in San Francisco, right next door to a tower that we recently completed for Instagram. And so there's a lot of work happening there. I have longstanding relationships with LinkedIn. I'm actually headed to London on Sunday now to go visit that site. A lot of other tech clients, Gusto, which is a newer company that popped up in the Bay Area. Their office is in Denver. Okay. More work for Zendesk in San Francisco.
So you'll go to London and learn about the early parts of that project?
So we've recently completed multiple floors in a building for them last year, and they're actually exploring what happens if you go to more of a free address or mobile work environment. They haven't gotten there yet, and so we're doing a series of focus groups to understand how their current space works, where's room for improvement, how can we better understand how they utilize space and things like that. It's more of a fact-finding mission.
Okay. And that's just tomorrow, so safe travels. Let me ask you, just for my audience, designing with floors, give us a little flavor for what you specify the most, what some of the design trends are, or what's your source of knowledge when you need to find out more information for flooring?
You know, it kind of comes from all over the place. We obviously rely on our industry partners for expertise in the latest technology, products that are coming out. A lot of it's just travel and research, and also looking at alternative industries. What are the things that are popping up in hospitality, retail environments, restaurants? Can those things translate into a workplace environment? What's appropriate and what's not? You know, concrete, it will always be a fan favorite. It's classic. It's natural. And so we still are leveraging a lot of concrete. Carpet, I think, is making an interesting, not comeback, but I think what we're starting to see is the flexibility to be able to tweak standard carpet and make it more unique for projects, I think is really exciting. It makes each project feel like you've designed a custom product for it, even though all you've done is maybe switch out a color here or there. And I think the fact that that technology is allowing us to do that faster, more economically, it's not this big undertaking that it used to be. Obviously, wood flooring is one of my personal favorites, and I think starting to leverage it, you know, herringbone patterns and other interesting ways has been really fun. The other thing that has started to pop up as building technologies are getting more sophisticated, we're starting to see a rise of raised access flooring in our kind of base buildings. Facebook in San Francisco is an example of that. And so starting to identify products that work well over that type of flooring system has been a really interesting kind of research project for us to see what's out there, what's available. We're starting to dip back into, you know, rubber flooring and things like that. So it's kind of a fun time.
All right. Interesting. It's great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Kelly Dubisar, the design director for Gensler San Francisco at the Vision Design Awards in Chicago. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.